This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We got a rematch tonight, Jenks. We had it just a couple of days ago. The two best teams in the NBA, Suns Warriors. And the Suns took the first game of the four-round heavyweight fight, I guess that we could call it. Warriors are 6.5-point favorites this time around. The total's 216.5. Suns plus 220 on the money line. Early thoughts on this, and this is just seeing this line early. I'm not going to make this my official play necessarily yet. That's too much.
This
for the
line, it. I think I'm
much,
on the one.
Are you?
I think I am. This line feels like you hammer the Suns in this spot, and that the Suns aren't getting any respect. But I think their winning streak comes to an end tonight. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with Golden State. Warriors 9-2-1 against the number as a home team. Two things that I looked at here. Number one is Devin Booker is not going to play in this game. And I understand that he was injured in the first quarter of that game in Phoenix. But obviously, this is in Golden State. And also, the Warriors just did not shoot well from the field. The Suns locked them down. Steph Curry had a bad game in Phoenix. I don't see Steph having back-to-back four shooting games against the Suns. Phoenix is going to need Devin Booker in this lineup to keep pace with Golden State at home. I know it looks like it's too large, but I think it's a trap. I'm going to lay it with the Warriors.
I'm going to fall for the trap. You know what? Just because you said that, screw it. I'm falling for the trap. I like the Warriors in the money line, though. I like the Warriors to win outright. But I like the Suns to cover in this. The Suns have actually been pretty good against the spread on the road. They're 6-4. So, look, in the NBA, it's tough to win on the road. And this is a chance for the Suns riding this streak. Now, I know that game probably could have been it shouldn't have been as close as it was against Detroit, but it's not like they won by 4 or 5 points against the Pistons.
Right.
The key for me here, and I'm with you on Devin Booker missing is a big deal for the Phoenix Suns. But this just creates more of an opportunity for somebody like Chris Paul to go out there. Chris Paul has not looked to score the basketball this year, averaging around 14.5 points a game. He's a facilitator. It's what he's been his entire career. But this is the type of game where I could see Chris Paul going out there and scoring and looking to shoot more than he usually does to keep pace, to keep this game going, because it is another statement game. Now, look, we've known each other a long time. I don't know whether I've ever discussed my love for Chris Paul with you. It's not as much as my man crush on Luka Doncic, but it's close. Chris Paul deserves more respect for how good he has been his entire career. At 37, whatever he is now, he's averaging double-digit assists. This guy has changed the culture in Phoenix the minute he got there. And not only this, he doesn't turn the ball over. He was my only prop bet that hit last night because of the way that he passes the ball. But what he's only averaged, believe it or not, 3 turnovers for a season once in his entire career. Magic Johnson almost averaged 4 turnovers a game. I mean, you look at Isaiah Thomas, almost 4. Even Steph Curry's over 3 for a career. Chris Paul, 2.4 turnovers a game for his entire career. That is a phenomenal number for somebody that handles the basketball as much as he does. So I root for the Suns just from a standpoint of I want to see Chris Paul get that title and get some respect. But just from an individual game basis, this is an opportunity tonight where Chris Paul can fill in for what you're not getting from Devin Booker with him being out.
I'm a huge CP fan as well, and I think he's one of the most underappreciated players in the history of the game. I really believe the same way. I just think in this spot, if you go back and look at what happened in Phoenix, The Warriors dominated Phoenix on the boards. They just didn't shoot well from the field. I think they reversed that trend. So maybe I'm on the wrong side here, but I am going to lay the 6.5, and I really want to watch this game. It's going to be fantastic.
How about this? If you lose, you have to stare at the ugly coffee mug that I have for an hour straight without blinking. That's going to be the bet.
Ten seconds is as long as I'll last looking at that carny drawing that you continue to drink out
this.
Of.
Ooh. I'm going to start randomly texting you a picture of this carny drawing face on this coffee mug just out of the blue. The Clippers are at the Lakers. That, of course, is 10 p.m. Eastern. Clippers have lost 3 straight. That includes games against the Kings and the Pelicans, who, spoiler alert, they're not very good, but LeBron James is back out of COVID protocols already. He didn't actually have COVID. It was just kind of one of those, like, close contact things. It's the war we live in, right? Which, by the way, makes all of this so much harder to predict. When you're sitting here and you're trying to handicap games and this type of stuff pops up last minute and it throws everything off, when it's somebody like LeBron James having to miss a game, it is massively, massively frustrating to try and balance.
That's why I stay away from the Lakers altogether. They're always so overbet. And even when LeBron is in, now certainly when he's in there, they're a different team. But he hasn't played enough in that lineup, Nick, where they've been consistent, because they still haven't figured out how they're going to operate as a team. Russ is still sort of that ball-dominant guy who hasn't decided if he's going to be a distributor or not. And when he does that sort of Russ thing that he does, which is just trying to rack up stats, the Lakers don't play well. I think he has to go against his own desire and his own, just the way he's always played the game. I'm not convinced it's going to work out in LA. So the Lakers still have to work in that chemistry and figuring out how they're going to run that offense with those three, that quote, big three out there. They haven't figured out how to do it just yet. So it's a stay away from me.
Technically, it's a big 3.5 because you got Carmelo Anthony. So I feel like we could give him half credit for that. It's the 3 in the hook when you add Melo out there. The Lakers are 7-4 straight up with LeBron, 5-7 without him. They're horrible against the spread. 7-15-1 on the season. The Lakers are horrible. They never cover. But you're right about Russell Westbrook. He doesn't seem like he's fitting in there. And I didn't expect this to be a situation where he really fit in, because he needs to have the basketball in his hands. And so does LeBron James. And you've got Anthony Davis, who has never led a team as the number one guy, and neither has Russell Westbrook. Go look at their history in the playoffs. It's not good. LeBron James is the only person that will carry this team to any semblance of playoff success. And we're just talking playoff success right now, because the reality of it is this team doesn't even look that good with LeBron James on the floor right now.
No, they just don't. And they're so thin, Nick, as you know. They just don't have any bench. So when any one of those guys is out, they falter in a big way because they just don't have any depth.
Yeah, 10 new guys on the roster. They have got a long way to go, I think, when it comes to developing chemistry.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.